CliffCentral.com.
Tell your people don't forget to pray.
Oh man. AKA did it again. He actually did it again.
He did it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, he did it again. This Omega is on the case, man. On the case, man. God damn.
Seroba.
Oh my God.
Asitso lunga na mabari. How am I?
Man. Number lena.
Man. All I'm saying is, if you are one of those musicians out there and you are considered an A-list celebrity and you are a hip-hop artist, be on the lookout, man. You better watch your back because this shit is deep, man. Oh my God. Very Anati's dope. Verse on that track. God.
He went all the neck.
God Life. Damn, man. Now I want to learn Xhosa, man. Don't forget to pray.
Now stop it. You're bringing my funny back. Stop.
Oh, wow.
No, not Ewe. Ewe. Stop. Ewe.
Okay.
It's 2017. You must add the ha. You want to say? Ewe. Oh, man. Oh, what a jam. AKA featuring Anati. Oh, AKA and Anati coming through on that one.
Dude, they're a couple now, hey?
Yeah, they're a couple now.
They're together.
You know, you remember, I'm the whole reason nigga had the saga on repeat.
After everything.
Now, Anati is the reason why Don't Forget to Pray is on repeat. Okay? It's interesting how things flip, right?
Mm-hmm.
One day you're on top, and the next you're at the bottom. Yup. Welcome to it, man. CliffCentral.com. It is 20-something with myself, just another cool kid. My compadres, my love monkeys, Nell Van Given, as well as Miss Lundy Sam. How are you guys doing?
Siphelele namhlanje.
Siphelele.
Ithi shwi shwa kuphuma amahashi.
Yeah, man.
Nenkomo zika baba.
To yourself.
Man. Woo. You know, some song just popped into my head. I know this is weird, right? But I'm going to share it with you guys anyway. This is a song that I learned. I was in KZN not too long ago, and there was a sacrificial cow that was slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we were done slaughtering the cow, when they chop up the pieces, there's this little song that they sing, like, Inyami, nyami, 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 tengwe, uwe. You know that song?
We need confirmation. Rumors are being spread. We need confirmation.
I know nothing about this, and I'm from KZN. I'm from KZN, and I've never heard
anyone
this.
From KZN that's listening right now, please back me up. You know what I mean?
Good deal.
Huh?
Wow.
Gandhi Tengwe.
Two people from KZN knows nothing about
you
this.
Guys,
what the hell, Jack?
it's basically to translate for those people that don't understand Zulu. The translation is, why are you cutting us small pieces as if you bought
the
meat?
The
you
meat.
Didn't buy the meat. Dad bought the meat.
Just cut the damn pieces.
Cut the meat. I'm telling you, man. What? Heritage Month in May. How do you like that?
It's Africa Month, so fine. Hey?
It's done. Sorted. Okay. That was the song that popped into my head. I'm sorry.
They are living different out there in the KZN. God damn.
Man.
A lot like the Caucasians. Caucasians live different lives, people. Let me just say.
I think we all live different lives.
No. But Caucasians live different lives.
Why do you say that?
It defeats me to even say this. Like, I feel like I'm catching an L even. So,
wow.
I saw this advert, right, on TV. It's on a specific channel on DSTV. Mm-hmm. I think it'll only show on DSTV. I don't imagine this. Maybe SABC 3, maybe. But this advert is about... No, but, you know, nowhere else. You'll understand why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, there is dog insurance. You can get insurance for your dog.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Caucasians are living different lives. I barely have medical aid. You want to get insurance
for
your
dog.
Man,
they're
you think
let
about
them
it,
be.
Like, okay. the moment I heard there was something called a pet psychologist, my dreams on that day, they were realized. All my dreams came true that day.
You
when
knew
I found
that
out,
anything is possible.
If there's someone who's going to get paid to talk to Sporty.
Yes.
I can do whatever not the hell I want.
Sporty, not Danger.
I'm sorry. If Refonela about to talk to Blackie, Sporty, Danger.
CB.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. If hey
at,
man.
At home we had a joke. It was called Batat.
Batat.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you
like
are
go
Zulu
for them.
Chef.
Like go for them.
Ah, you are Zulu Batat. Chef. You are Zulu through and through.
It was
through.
My grandfather's dog.
Who names their dog Take Them?
Yeah, take them. Like go for them.
Take them. That's you. It's actually a command. You're supposed to tell your dog Batat. Sure. I'm sure.
Now that I'm older, I'm actually thinking it was funny. That name is just funny.
It's ridiculous. Because
I didn't see anything wrong with it then.
What if the dog got confused? Like, you thought you were calling the dog, but then
but like the,
the dog thought, I must go get him. But Dad, time to go. You know, bite the hand that feeds you and stuff.
It's funny that you're saying that. I was about to say, and Batata had tendencies, you know? You know?
So you weren't even sure about the dog.
You know that kid who doesn't want to eat? Every time they have to eat, you have to force them. He was that kind of a dog.
Oh,
so
wow.
My grandfather would beg him, Batata, what's that? Like, it was just so funny.
Okay. Okay. You are fine. Zulu, Zulu. I've been building.
Oh, my Zulu-ness came out today.
Yeah, man. All right. What happened this past week, man? You know, I haven't been keeping up with what's been happening in and around the world.
I haven't
and all
either.
Stuff. Like, because this week was just one of those where, you know, you're stuck in the office the whole day. You're not reading articles. You're not doing anything. In fact, my week began on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Monday a public holiday? It was,
yeah,
right?
It was, yeah.
It was workers' day. And Tuesday, that's when I went to the office. I said, okay, let's start working. Mm-hmm. But before then, Shem, I was just lounging, you know?
I don't know what happened this week. I've been licking my wounds.
No, oh yeah. Can we just get into that, please? I know you. It's not something you...
Yeah, because I've been having nightmares the entire week.
You know, like, yeah. But real quick. I mean, you got mugged.
Yeah.
On Workers' Day.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
They
were on the job right there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate the SAPS were on holiday.
Unfortunately.
As well.
Unfortunately for us.
No,
yeah.
No,
guys.
But you know what? I think... When you told me the story earlier on today, I was like, I can't believe people just stood there and watched
you. They literally walked away. Like, people just moves as if nothing is happening. I don't understand how can someone pull out a knife and others are busy taking things from another person and you just literally walk away.
Like, hey, man.
Walk away as if, like, you just walk away as if nothing is happening.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Sometimes, you know, even when you see a couple fight, like you'll come across a man and a woman,
yeah,
you know, fighting, and you don't want to be involved in that because it's kind of awkward, you
yeah,
know. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, I feel like if one person is in danger and you are there to help, I think you should, you know, help out, man. Lend a hand. Maybe you might be the encouragement that everyone else needs to get involved. You know,
we just needed one person to act on it, and then probably the rest could have.
Yeah.
But hey, yeah.
Well, so, I'm just happy you're here. You know what yeah. I mean? Like material things can be replaced.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, man. I'm just... It sucks that you had to begin your week.
I'm actually realizing that I haven't laughed the way I just laughed. Right? I haven't laughed like that the entire week. And I laugh a lot.
You know what? That's... I'm so happy that we could do that for you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. In fact, you're gonna be laughing a lot more for the rest of the show. I feel like I'm in such a silly mood. Like I
was. You.
Like
you are.
I'm
you
feeling
are.
Very naughty. Like I. Like,
from the minute I saw you today, you've been at it. I was like,
right?
You're on a roll today. Like,
oh just, man.
You're a bother, but it's good.
Okay.
A good bother.
I just noticed something while we were sitting outside before we came into the studio. There's this dude. His name is Jack, funny enough. And he's pulling us all down. He wrote a track called Pearl Mudiyadi. And I love Pearl, okay? I think Pearl is amazing. She's gorgeous.
Ooh. All sorts of flames.
She's just a strong black woman,
ooh,
African queen,
ooh,
Nubian.
Pearl.
Amen.
Make me moody,
oh, man.
Take me to Bagweather.
You know what I mean? And
she's that kind of person. She's that kind of girl who could actually turn me. Hey.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She gets lit when you say that.
Right, yeah. That's when this whole situation just changed. But this guy wrote a track and it's called Pearl Medea. It's so trash, man. Like, you know, I'm not mad at the fact that he did the typical thing of finding someone's name to rap along to, like Casper did with Doc Chevaleza, like MT does with Pearl Tusi and whatnot. I'm not mad at him for doing that. I'm just mad at him for doing a bad job of doing that.
You know,
it's like, do you know who Pel is,
such
my guy?
Such a beautiful creature.
You know what I mean? Do you know who Pel Mudiadie is, man? Ah, that guy.
Maybe I should just listen to it and.
No, don't. Actually,
I shouldn't. Okay,
no, don't.
Cool. I'll take
the thing
your
word
is, for it.
The problem is, right? Like, people are gonna try find the song on YouTube, and sure, you'll be clicking there just to listen to see what the hell is going on. But you're giving him more views.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, 10,000 people try to figure out what's going on with the song. And now it's a hit. Then we have to listen to it for the next 6 months, which makes another problem. All I'm saying is, Jack, wherever you are, you did a shit job, man.
Oh, wow.
You did a crap job. I'm not even pulling punches on this one. You did a terrible job. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And just like that, it was done.
It was done. Finish, man. All right. For those of you who want to be a part of the conversation, you can contact us in so many different ways on Twitter. At JNG underscore live, at Jack underscore 5'4", at Nell Van Given, at Van Given rather, at Londi Sam underscore. That's where you can check us out on Twitter. And then what is the WhatsApp number again? You can send us your WhatsApp on 0797482090. Hey,
yeah, you got it.
Check it out. We're in the building. And then if you want to do the old school thing and give us a call, the number is 0861-555-189.
Yes.
I got this, man.
Yeah.
I am so, I'm so legit today. I'm focused, man.
You're off fire today.
Yeah. But I think I'm also getting these cool vibrations from the person who's joining us.
Oh, yeah?
Today, you know what I mean? Like, words don't explain it. You know why? It's all about body language.
Oh, Oga, please.
Body language. Oga, Oga.
Come now, Oga.
We're
going to take this thing now. You must understand, my goat is always in position.
Yes.
My goat is always in position.
So is everything in my boat.
So when I come to you now and I say, sister, you better listen to me. Talking about body language. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Mocachino Ochi.
Emma, what's happening, Oga?
Ah, me, I'm fine, my sister. How are you?
How you doing?
Ah, I'm feeling so good.
How far, ma?
How far?
How near, na? How close, na?
Oh, man.
Later up.
You know, I mean, that's what I was talking about. The energy, the vibe.
Oh, you like?
I love it.
I got vibe.
You've got vibe.
Oh, God.
You've got vibe. Oh. You've got vibe. How are you doing?
I'm super, man. I'm always good. Hey.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You look fantastic, by the way. Let me stop.
Ah, you guys look awesome, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's all love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No. I woke up like this.
You are far too kind.
You're far too kind. So, I feel like you are one of those people that the whole country knows about, but the whole country doesn't know about.
So true.
You know, it's such a mixture of things. Like,
it's funny, no?
Right?
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to do this whole discovery thing. We're going to start in the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Before you became Mocachino Ochi.
Yeah, what was I?
Who were you?
I love you. You're thorough.
Thank you.
You're wrong.
Love you too.
Okay, let me stop being silly.
Vibrations, people.
Hey, this silly thing is contagious. Just be
you guys are so silly. Why are you so silly? I mean, like, I came here all decent. I mean, I want to have a decent interview, and you guys are being silly.
You know what it's called? It's called leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The plan here is for us to have such a great time that when you go to other interviews, you're like, I don't know. Like,
I can't work like this. This is silliness.
My brother, can you please pick it up a little bit?
My brother, please. Please.
I'm
sleeping now. Put some spasso.
Serious. I feel like you are made up because you are in a dream.
you are lacking something, man.
You are lacking something.
You could add a little something.
That thing.
Oh, God, a little
that
something,
thing.
Papa.
So let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, let's go.
Before Mocachino Ochi, Who were you? Where did it all begin?
Ah, yes, la Gustembile Shelembelo.
Aha.
Wasentshongweni.
Aha.
KwaZulu Natal.
Hey, inkosi yami.
La ngazalelwa khona.
Yes, and there's a problem because
like velaphi yakho iqhamuka khona.
La ngiqhamuka khona phethi velaphi.
And you don't know inyama ithengwe ubawo. So sad.
Kaleli kulo la kompetha ngeke ngize ngisupport. Mhlambe singenza igqomo yabo sihlaka phakathi.
Yeah, yeah,
ngaphakathi. Bring back
home. I remix nje
yabo. Ganti te ngwe ubawo.
Hey. Hey, that could work.
It could work.
Yo, Tira. I mean, hello.
Yeah, hook us up, eh?
You know,
give us a call.
Yeah. KZN baby. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was born. Yazini, I was born there, but I was bred. You see, my bread was buttered in Joburg.
All right. Plus, we've got some nice butter in Joburg.
Yeah. So, like, when I was 9, I moved up here because my mother thought, okay, gatching is some zela lengan, aizela no manje ngoba sekufana nokuthi ngihlala la.
Yeah.
Because she came up to Joburg to work for me so that I could live, So, came up here, watching Muse Malboro, and then we lived there. And, gosh, I've loved music forever.
Yeah.
Like R&B songs, the Fugees, everything.
Yeah.
So I've always, like, I'm one of those, like, sit with a pen and paper, play the cassette, rewind.
Yes. Like the rest of us.
Write what they're saying,
Yeah.
So I guess that's where I kind of, like, the bug bit me. Like, I could say, okay, I actually like writing songs and I actually like the sound of my voice. So I'm a sing. But I never planned to be Mokochino Ochi, obviously. I wanted to sing about love. Love has, you know, like, everyone wants to la 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 la. No one wants to go, oh yeah, come down.
No. You know, sometimes that's what you need. I can't be, there's a meeting in my bedroom every day. Girl, please don't be late.
And you can't sing la 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 all the time. You can't do that. Perfect.
And some of us sing grof like la 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 is the band. Man, say, what you gonna do? So, when I got to matric, let me just fast forward. I decided, you know what, because I'd always said at school, I'm to be a chartered accountant.
Okay.
Because it sounded cool, it sounded nice. So, from a young age. So, my mother was busy running around getting information. Hi, man. I started DJing at Spin Out, man. Learning how to DJ more like Spin
Check
Out.
You
Rose
out.
Bank.
Check and you out.
Yeah, this is cool. And it was vinyl, you know, it's back in the day. So,
yeah.
Like, okay.
Ah, real respect. Give me a high five right now. Yes.
So it was like, how? Okay. No, man, I want to study sound now. So my mother, dearest, I have some news to break to you. I shall not be doing chartered accountancy. I'm sorry. Instant Young will have to wait. You know? So, okay, she took it well. Paid for the course. Went to Damlin, LNB campus. I mean, I heard Cleo went there, Proverb. I was like, I'm going. I want to be big, you know?
Yeah.
So I went, studied. Then I decided I actually like being on vocals as much as I like producing.
Being on the decks,
And So that's where the whole thing started. But I was a rapper.
Ah.
I became a rapper. So R&B to being a rapper. And then now I'm a talker.
You know, I feel like...
Evolution.
Yeah.
Then Mokochino Ochi was born, you know. I started going to YFM, you know, AK Mgaga.
Aha.
Co-hosting that whole show, pretending to be Nigerian, because I just love the accent, guys.
It's so cool now.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
Like, it's nice. So
whenever I see you, I just want to kiss you, you know.
It's baby,
you know,
my jollof rice.
I mean, it's all love now.
Stop it now.
It's love now.
My sweet potato,
you know,
you are the love of my life. You are the love of my life. Oh. I cannot deny you.
Come on.
She's just too late. She's just too late.
Come on. I was like, I'm gonna do house music to to this accent. It's nice.
It's really nice. Yeah. It is. And
that's Mokochino Ochi, man.
Wow. I mean,
can I go now?
No.
What?
You know what? I love you so much, man. It's ridiculous. Anyway, listen.
I love
no,
you.
No, you can't leave. You can't leave, okay?
Don't want
not
to leave.
Not up until we're done with you, okay?
We're not done with you. Just started. We barely scratched the surface.
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea of moving from genre to genre, it sounds like you are a versatile individual. Like
I definitely
putting
am.
Putting yourself in a box is like a boundary, man.
I hate boxes.
Right?
Yeah. I hate boxes, eh? I've always tried to be like free, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Please, man, be free. Like, no, I hate boxes. I don't like that. I don't like doing things that are expected of me. That's why, like, if you search for Mocha Chino Ochi, you'll find like a whole different range of songs. Like, I've been on hip hop songs around the continent.
Yeah.
Select different artists. I've done songs with DJ Scratch, like High Life songs, which is one of the main genres in Nigeria.
Yeah.
I've done songs with Ghanaian artists. I have a song with Zari, In Love With The Dance Floor. She is Platinum Diamond's wife.
Uh-huh.
She used to be an artist at some point. So we did a song together. That was a dance song. I think that was like the first kind of like, okay, maybe I could do this. This is nice. I'm enjoying it. But I was rapping on that song as well.
Mm.
So I am very versatile. I feel like I can be on any song.
Who haven't you?
I go kill it all. Anything nah. Nothing do me na na ocean na.
Who haven't you worked with that you would really love to work
with? Oh my word, there's so many people though. Yo baningi, like Black Motion.
Yeah.
We spoke about working a while ago. I lost the number. They lost the number. I don't know what happened. Something happened.
Yeah.
But we haven't. So, but we are getting around to it.
I think that would be a classic. I feel like it's got classic written all over it.
That'd
already.
That'd be nice, eh?
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. It has not happened yet, but it's there.
It will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Nogazi Dlamini.
Yeah.
I would love to work with her. You know, I do my rugged whatever.
Yeah.
She does her, you know, her vocals.
That's Pumi.
Oh, that's
Pumi.
Nogazi.
Mali Mali.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I got my voice crossed. Sorry.
They're all Zulu girls, so it's fine.
They're all Zulu girls. You guys are representing KZN very well.
Yeah, we are. That's Pumi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be nice to work with her. Uzama, I would like to work with her.
Lady Zuma.
I think
you know what? I'll hook you up. We'll talk after this.
You will.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Man,
we'll make it happen.
You're a cheat.
Now we'll make that one happen. That one will make happen.
There's a lot of people, guys.
A lot.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of artists. Because I haven't really done anything with a mainstream artist.
If you know what I mean. Yeah.
I mean, I have a song I was telling you guys about just now with Harrison Crump. He featured me on a song called Get Low.
Yes.
You're like going down.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, mainstream essay.
Okay,
I want to work with some guys over here. Like,
for sure.
So, yeah, there's a lot. Too many to count. But Black Motion, definitely right up there.
Yeah.
Nogazi, yes, right up there.
Yeah.
Zama, yeah. It would be nice to. We have hung out a couple of times. We've never spoken about working, funny enough.
Okay.
But you hook it up. You see,
coming
from your angle.
We'll get there and talk real nice. Don't worry.
All right.
I've got to cover my sister. I told you my God is always in position.
He is always in position. Oga. Amen for that one.
I was reading an interview with Diplo of Major Lazer, and he was talking about working with Nicki Minaj and the song they did, Run Up, with PND as well.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about how Nicki's work process is, she's the type of artist that in that studio session, when they were doing the song, she wrote about like 10 different verses or 20 different verses or something.
Oh my word.
So seeing as how your mind sort of jumps around a lot, are you that sort of personality where you're like writing one thing, you're like, no, wait, let's do something else?
When I work, I kind of trust, you see, when I hear a beat.
Yeah.
And what comes to me when I hear it, I trust that and I go with that. So I don't really do like jumping around or, okay, let's do this. No, let's change it. Let's work like this. I always trust the first thing. But if we're working together and you're kind of not feeling that, I can flip the script in a second and be like, okay, cool. Let's go for this angle. Like, take it for example. Right now, I'm doing a song with Infinite Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know Oyago Download.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Right? So they wanted to do another song now. So I recorded some vocals for them last week. They're like, oh, no, we like this. But now, the concept is funny.
Okay.
Let's rather do party moves or whatever. Flip the script, like, following day, like, record it again. And they're feeling this one. So, I mean, I can flip the script anytime.
Yeah.
So I can do that, but I really, really trust my instincts. So I always just, like, boom, here it is. Let's go.
You look so gangster when you said that.
I am gangster. How?
So, I mean, how do you, as you're saying, like you trust that first feeling, you know? Mm-hmm. There are times where, when I'm, like, walking around or whatever, there's this pulling that comes out from nowhere. It's like an idea that calls from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get those moments, like when you're doing random things where you might not be in the studio at that point in time?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, then I just record it. Or I sing it over and over again. Or I say it over and over again. And then the following day when I wake up, I always remember it. Like,
yeah.
I make sure the first thing, I don't actually make sure. It just happens.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously when you're sleeping, you're recharging. Your mind is, like, refreshing. So when I wake up, because I'm a musical person, and, like, I just think music. Everything I do is music. So when I wake up, I'm like, that's how it went. Okay. I sing it again. Done. I'm not going to forget it again. As long as I remember it the following day.
Yeah.
It's fine. And I always do. So, yeah, ideas, they come out of everywhere.
Such
I mean, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm coming up with an idea. Hey. I'm going to give you a couple of royalties as well.
No. Oh, wow.
Well,
look at you being hooked up just like that.
Now, in fact, we can do a song together. Well, let's go crazy and make a track.
Why
who knows? Where, man?
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I feel like I'm sitting in the wrong chair. I'm not being looked at. And I'm dressed so nice.
You're not the only one.
You're not
the only
one.
Where's the recognition?
You talk about your adaptability and your ability to fit into any sort of chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But do you find it difficult or, you know, uneasy? Well, I suppose the same thing. But to fit in into this entertainment industry with your vibrant personality, your bubbly nature, it doesn't seem as though you will stop for anybody, and to be friendly or to be liked. But seeing as how people aren't always as welcoming to people that they don't know, especially who are in the same field, do you find it easy to interact with your peers, your colleagues?
It is hard, and you know the funniest thing about me. I'm an extra introvert. A couple of people are like that as well. I know that are artists, because some of the time you're so into yourself, just writing, doing whatever, and then the rest of the time you have to be like out there and wada wada. So like sometimes I'm out and I'm in myself.
Mm.
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But I'm out and I'm supposed to be like, oh, hey, Moby.
We're hanging out now.
I hang out with people and talk. And it's like, or maybe they're also kind of feeling the same thing. So it kind of feels like you guys are like, but you're not actually ignoring each other or not talking. It's just because maybe y'all are both or within yourselves at that point in time. Because, I can be very shy, as much as I can be like, you know. So I feel like a lot of other people can be like that too. So I try and understand sometimes. Sometimes it's not because you're not being welcoming. It's because you're within yourself at that point in time and you're kind of like, is this girl? How do I even say her name? Muchachino. So like, how is she? How is she gonna? So I don't know. It's important to understand people. I don't know. If I'm answering your question.
Yeah, no. Find a moment. Yeah.
So find a moment and just try and be insightful. That's what I do. You know. But I mean, if I really wanna work with someone or I really wanna interact with someone, I make sure I do it.
I just
contradicted the whole thing.
You're gonna pester them like, hey, I'm here.
You know,
I
think I understand completely. It's fine. I think I get it. What we're gonna do right now, though, is introduce those that don't know you. I'm shocked to say this, but there's some people that don't know you.
There's a lot,
which
though.
Is so weird.
It's not shocking.
So we'll introduce them to something.
Okay.
And it's called Party Well Well. If you didn't believe it. If you didn't believe it. You better believe
you
it
best
now.
You best believe.
If you don't know, now you know.
Nigga.
We got to Party Well Well. What a jam. What a jam.
Shana Ponce.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
it's
your vibe is so, it's so unique, man. Like, I feel like you took something that a lot of us enjoy. Like, I mean, Nollywood, as they call it, took over South Africa in a major way. Like,
totally
everyone knew Moore and Mr. Ibu. And,
man.
You know, for you to take it and make it music, you know, is so refreshing.
Wow.
I don't think anyone else in this country is doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you are in your own lane, literally.
That was so nice to hear.
By yourself.
And it's working for her.
Right?
Mm.
You know, whenever I hear some of your music, it reminds me of there's this track by Masters at Work.
Yes.
Louis Vega and
what
King
Cole.
Oh,
work.
Oh, yeah. Unanimous agreement was good.
And those days where I remember a couple of months ago we had the guys from House on Mag in the studio and we were talking about those days, like when DJs were still DJs and it was vinyl.
Man.
And you know, it takes me, your music takes me to such a warm, happy place.
That is so awesome to hear, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, actually.
Just don't cry.
Wow. I'm like, my baby's kicking.
Yes. Come now, baby. Come.
Come now.
Let Jerry deliver you.
We need deliverance.
Whoa.
Middle name Cliff. Or something.
I feel like
given.
Yeah.
I feel like you wouldn't even say something or something.
Yeah. Now we just call that baby Central now. We go call baby Central. Everything is just centralized.
Anything is possible. You know how possible that is right there. The concomitability of that thing happening is very, very high. The concomitability of it.
Yes.
The ability of that thing to happen is very, very high.
Very high. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, you have been to Nigeria, right?
I have not been to Nigeria.
You have?
What?
You've been to Africa Magic, though.
The closest I've come to Nigeria is working for MNIT.
Okay.
Yeah.
After my course, yes.
Yeah.
I want to go to Nigeria, guys.
Because I think it will be very interesting to hear what Nigerian people think of how you talk, you know?
Hi, Wena. They love it, eh?
For real?
They've always loved it. From the first track I ever did, Shut Up and Give Me Naira.
Yeah.
This is not Nigeria, man. Nigeria be this song. Nigeria represents house music, man. My friends are like, no.
Nah, she's
that's my friend.
Yeah.
Nah, lying.
Not in this village.
This is not Nigeria gang. What? You want die? Why are you lying? You want die? Like, okay, I won't fight with you. I'll let you choose. So they actually love it. You know, you would think they'd be like,
yeah, don't.
What thing they do
fun.
Now? What thing they try to do now? Look at this Saudi game now.
Yeah.
Not even.
Which
they actually like, yo, this is so cool. Because, pidgin in their country and in West Africa, it's almost like a form of rebellion.
Yes.
Mm. Kind of.
Yeah.
And it's almost like also a national language.
Yeah.
Because isn't it, there's so many tribes. There's
a lot of tribes,
guys.
Yes.
So a lot of languages. So what it does is it bridges the gap.
The gap, yeah.
Yeah. So you put in a couple of English words, you turn them around, and you understand each other. It's
for sure.
So cool. Yeah.
It's like I feel like it's like what Kwaito was in this country. It's like that type of language, that kind of vibe, you know? Ketipondolea picture. I mean, the vibe and the attitude that came with it, yeah.
And you see that attitude when you speak to a Nigerian person and they speak pidgin, or you speak pidgin to them.
Yeah.
They like immediately like this, just this camaraderie.
Yeah.
That you strike.
Yeah.
You know, like, hi, man.
It's
how?
Like, wait, you get it.
Like Sabine, yeah. Nasoji baby, this you get me.
You
like,
get it.
Ah,
yeah?
Dude. So it's nice. It is exactly like that.
It's really
like
awesome.
Kwaito back in the day. Yeah.
It is really awesome.
You know what? I'd love to learn a Nigerian language.
Yeah.
Igbo, because it's quite popular. I'd love to learn that instead of just knowing broken. Because
yeah,
that's what
yeah.
it is. It's broken.
Broken English, yeah.
Broken English, yeah. But it's nice to also be able to do that, because West Africa can relate. Peeps in, I mean, Gorano used to play on BBC Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Peeps in London can relate, because
sure.
Nigerians are
everywhere.
They
yeah.
travel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Body Language was like Song of the Year in Australia at some point.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what the hell? How does that happen?
Yeah.
Who lives there? Nigerian people are very well traveled. So it's nice to be able to get around with just like a song, with music.
And you'd be able to express yourself a lot more if you were to learn the language. You know,
yeah.
it would add a different spice to the music.
Exactly. So I'm going to learn it. But I also add Zulu to my music.
Yeah.
Because I'm Zulu and it's nice.
You have to represent.
And Zulu is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it
anyway,
is.
Anyway, I mean, it's so flippant. Hello. Londi. Londi.
Yeah,
how
do
you feel about Zulu, girl?
Is Zulu Simnandi.
Simnandi, isn't it?
Simnandi.
Ubala, Londi.
Tabanji.
Tabanji.
Tini, tini. Tini, tini.
What is the most misconception about you?
That I'm a Nigerian girl.
Mm.
I'm not. I'm South African. So Nigerians, if you're listening, I'm a Saudi girl, like for real. I'm Zulu. And some South African people, I'm Zulu. Yeah. But I don't mind you thinking that I'm not.
I mean,
as long as you're not gonna xenophobia me.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you sound so authentic. It sounds so real that, you know, it's understandable why people would make that mistake, you know?
The look as well?
Well, not
do
the look.
Not
from
I've heard that.
I think from the sound. From the sound, more especially. Like, I wouldn't. You know, I lend no credence to the idea that you can tell where someone is from just by looking at them. I really don't do that personally. I don't know. Maybe Londi and Neil will give you an opinion on that. But personally, I don't.
Yeah. I've heard some people say, like, but you don't look South African. What are you, Ethiopian? Are you Nigerian? Or where are you from? So I'm like, Zulu.
Yeah.
But they can't tell. Like, so I think that's the most.
The misconception.
The misconception. I think that's mostly it. But I don't mind. I like it because I've always wanted to appeal to Africa.
Yeah.
That has always been my thing, and that's why I decided, Guti, actually, let me stick to this. It sounds nice. It's cool, and it sounds African. If you're playing it in the US, you know
it's not. Yeah.
That's an African person.
Yeah.
No two ways about it.
Yeah.
And I like that.
It's like it's like putting an African flag on your music kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like now everyone knows exactly where you're from.
Exactly.
You know, with the work that you've done already and the work that you plan to do, where do you see yourself? Like, where is this going? Where is Mokachino Ochi going?
Yeah. Because I just, like, I want people to know I was here. No. No. Like, on a serious note.
Yeah.
No, stop shaking your head. No, because, you know, I want to be a legend. Yazi. Like, I want to have a footprint. Like, a fingerprint. I don't know. I think I might have that already, but I've got a lot more work to do.
Yeah.
In order to legitimize, or if that's even, to make it legit, you know.
For sure.
I want to be great. You know when you say Fela Kuti?
Yeah, yeah.
You know when you say Brenda Fassi?
Yes.
When you say Lebo Mathosa?
Legend.
Like, I want to be up there.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be remembered. I want people to know that. Yeah, you know that girl with the difficult name? Yeah, man, she's a legend. And hopefully people learn how to say it and know it and remember it. Because I'm always getting asked sometimes, why such a... What, where did
Let's
it come from?
Get
why
into
such
that
a difficult name?
Where did it come from? Mokachino?
Yeah.
I mean,
No, it's the funniest thing, Yazi. You know, Mix It Days?
Okay.
They're like, flashback, she's a flashback. Pseudonym. I'm like, what am I going to choose? I want to be sexy, you know? Like, I know I'm 16, but ish.
Yeah.
Hi, man. People must want to chat with me, you know? They must want to ask my LSM or whatever that thing is.
Yeah,
oh,
my God.
What is that? Flashback Friday.
Dude, 21, black.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, man, I'm brown and I'm hot. Mochaccino, like the coffee, yeah. So that's what happened. And then the Ochi, I added later. I was like, no, that sounds Nigerian. And since I do the whole Nigerian accent thing, and pidgin, why not? So then I put it together and it sounded like name, surname. Ah, cool. And then people are like, but it's long. They feature me. They're like, ah, it's long. We're going to say Mochaccino. I'm like,
no, but write the whole thing.
Put the whole thing there. And they're like, no, but I'm like, guys, no, don't be arrogant. Put it all there.
Yeah.
Ach, you know, some artists, they still go at Mochaccino, man.
Meanwhile, you know, in the meanwhile, you've got lawyer offices with 14 surnames on the letterhead, you know.
How? So that's where the name came from, anyhow, guys.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's not really deep.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of deep. People are like,
it is?
No, it's kind of deep.
Was it deep? Yeah.
Because, I mean, it came from Mix It.
Yeah.
I think that makes it deep. I think that makes it deep.
Yeah, I said Mix It was very deep. I think that was.
Guys, Mix It
was deep.
You sound like you were naughty on there. You used to do some things.
Of course I did.
No, but you know what? In all fairness, who didn't?
I was too sexy.
Seriously? If you didn't get into some things on Mix It, man,
you know,
why were you even there?
Yeah.
You're on a long thing, man. You're on a long thing.
You're on a wrong thing, man.
Man.
I think there's an appreciation for what you do and who you are because, you know, you didn't treat what you're doing as a gimmick. From people, I mean, Nigerians themselves appreciating what you do and, you know, across the world. It's because they know that she's not doing it because it's going to sell.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's a joke. It's, no.
And you know, I was so afraid that they might actually think, why is she making fun of the accent? Like, why you gotta do that? Yeah, but it didn't come across like that and they actually appreciate it. But I also took the time to learn it properly, to learn how to, like, if I want to say this, how do I say it? It's not just an accent thing, you know, it's a language.
You mentioned baby earlier on. What role does love play in your life?
I mentioned baby.
Yeah, you did.
Baby or Matt?
Yeah. Well,
all the babies.
All the babies.
No, love is very important, guys. Oh, I love love.
Yeah.
Love is awesome. I also sing a lot about love. Actually, I'm working on the album. I think people will get to see or hear that I'm not only about like, get down, party, body language. Yeah. And at this point, a disclaimer. Too much body language will make you happy. We'll give you baby now. If I give you ballet, ma. you're going to catch ballet, please.
Yeah.
Be very careful.
How's that journey going?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is this first baby?
No. Actually not, hey? And I'm finding that I'm experiencing some things a little differently, some things the same, and some things awesomely because I can see how Ulanga, my firstborn, she's 5, how she's reacting to the whole thing and like wanting to be a big sis and like, "Nizoba siswake."
Yeah.
when I first told her, she was like, she raised her hand like she was in class. "Nizoba siswake." I'm like, "Yeah, baby, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You're gonna be the big sis." And she's like, "Yeah, mama ngifuna untombazana. Angithi untombazana. Nami untombazana. Ngifuna untombazana."
You know?
Like it's really, really cool. And the things she does and she kisses the belly, it's really nice. Love is important.
I can't imagine what that feels like.
It is so awesome.
The cuteness.
Guys, it's so cute. Sometimes I'm like, "Hi." Like, "Mama Peg, Leia Ankanyezi, Leia."
Already has a name.
Yes, she does have a name already. Because I have Ulanga, you see, so it is like, Oh, kind of like
the sun of the stars.
You know,
stars, yeah.
The light of your life.
The
lights of your life.
Mm. Man, it's really, really
trust an artist to be like that with babies.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You can only trust an artist to do that.
Man. Actually,
You know what? I always ask musicians when they come through, what do you think of the state of music right now, like on the continent, in the country? Do you think there's certain things we need to remove? Do we continue in this direction? What are your thoughts?
Yo, I think I'm in awe right now.
Okay.
Like, I love where music is at, where it's going. Like, everyone is just doing them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, I know they are. Sometimes something is popular, then there's a formula, then you all follow it, then you all, there's a bit of that happening, and that's fine too, because it's always been there
in
music.
Yeah.
So, but there's also, like, there are people, there are artists who are just, like, doing them. Like, I love Lady Zama's sound.
Yeah.
I love how she comes across. I love Mpumi's sound. I love how she comes across. Like, she did something different. I love Nowazi. So different. Candy, Tamandebele, like, Tira, Babes. Gosh, like, people are just doing them.
Yeah.
Even the hip hop artists in the country are just, like, aka Anati. Gosh, I can't. JR, I mean, yo, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited. I mean, when I think about where music is at and where it was a couple of years ago, I'm like, wow, let's keep pushing. Let's keep doing that. Like, if you're getting influence from America, getting it from England, getting it from Kona, like us, wherever, just, like, do you, man.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't really a formula. Just as long as you do wena, and you keep at it, then it's cool. Because, you know, like, you stick at something for long enough, people are like, oh, hey.
Actually,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They go from, like, oh, she crazy. What the hell? To, hey, heads up, Webo.
What's your ringtone right now if your phone is not on vibrate?
I don't have one. I can't risk it.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
There it is.
What would it be?
What would
Davido,
it be?
Davido, if that new song, man.
Yeah.
Not the one with
My Body, My Money. Yes, a billion in the account. Oh, man, that song. If it, before that, it would have been Pana.
Yeah.
Because,
crazy.
Yeah.
I'm catching on to it late, but it's crazy.
Oh, no, it's crazy. That jam.
That jam is so nice.
The way he just lays it. Man. I was catching my shot.
I remember when I saw the music video, I was so happy because, I mean, the images, like, it's so clean and
it's
so
clean.
So nice, that music. I was like, he didn't go for the typical thing, you know?
He still cracks me up when he's trying to, the whole Neo thing.
Yeah.
I laugh, I'm like, yeah, techno.
Call me crazy, but I think this year is the year of the midget artist or the short artist.
Right?
There are a lot of short guys in the music business right now.
They are.
Yeah, they are. Actually, now that you... I hope you're not saying I'm short.
No.
Yes, I don't know how...
Ah, man, you
we're
know
loaned.
What?
Mm-hmm. We're loaned. Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for those questions.
No, I'm just showed me just now.
I'm just
going through them.
Okay.
This has been the least awkward interview
ever.
Ever.
No, in fact, in my mind, I feel like the best interview we had was with Master Chabandlovu. I think this one is so close, man. It's not. I think we might even better ourselves with this one.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I think so.
That's so fantastical.
Before we do that, though.
Okay.
We've got this quick fire five questions that we want to do with you.
Okay.
And you were
who's
hollering.
Asking?
No. Kulumana lo agi.
It's me.
Okay.
Need to lower the kids.
Give it to me.
You are supposed to answer this question in a minute. But I'm gonna be very generous and don't count you down. But you get answer them as fast as you can.
Okay.
First question: You're a new addition to a crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Gosh, I'd be yellow because I'm sunny and bubbly and I'm in about being lots.
Nice. What is the last gift you gave to someone?
The last gift?
Yeah.
A kiss this morning.
Nice.
Very nice.
Is that a gift?
What is the funniest thing that has happened to you recently?
Funniest? Yo, what happened to me?
This interview.
I'll pass. Yes.
This interview.
This is fun. Yes. Thank you.
If you were a box of cereal, what would you be and why?
Cocoa Pops, because I make a lot of noise.
What are the top three things you do before you leave the house?
I check my teeth. That, you know, there's no... I kiss my mom goodbye if she's home. I kiss Butler goodbye if she's home. Is that three?
That's three. Yeah.
But they're both kisses. Then... Oh, then I run back in and I run back out again. Just to check if there's...
Typical woman thing.
Yeah.
You did it.
You know what?
It was less than a minute, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Ha! Thanks for helping with the umbrella.
Cheat.
Mochaccino. Oche.
Yes, brother.
Brother me. My sister... It has been so fantastic.
Don't tell me it's over.
It is over. Believe it or not, it is over.
I don't want this thing to be over now. What is happening? What are you telling me now?
It has to end now.
We've got this thing now called time. Time constraints. So now my sister...
Who is time constraints now?
Time constraint is this other sister. Sometimes I call her Palisa.
Time constraint, I'll go Sometimes blast you. Fire back to sender. Fire back to sender. Time constraint.
How do we keep up with you on social media platforms?
Oh gosh, you just add like Mochaccino Oche. MOCCHA. CHINOOCHI. Mochaccino Oche. Just add me. On Twitter, it's just Mochaccino.
Coolio, nice. Man.
Yeah.
I have to say this again. Thank you so, so much for coming through. You are so awesome.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, man. Thank you for coming through.
I really appreciate it.
You know, enjoy the rest of your pregnancy.
Sure.
As soon as the stars shine, we'll know.
Look at this artist.
Let us know.
We'll know.
Let us in.
You will know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just like that, man. Clip Central 20-something. We out of here. It was so much fun. I don't even know what to say. So instead, I'll let Yemi Alade take us out. You know what I mean? It's considering we are Nigerian now.
Mm-hmm. Ahama, I love Yemi.
Bye, yo.
CliffCentral.com.